Welcome to the Insurrection Off-Ramp. Pat McCurdy, your host.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are just, what are we now, approximately 6 months away from the 2024 presidential election, which, if the campaign so far is any indication, is roughly 3 years from now. But before the general election officially kicks in, of course, Trump needs to pick a running mate, because his last one, for some reason, just didn't hang in there. One person who clearly wants this gig desperately is South Dakota governor and woman who told her hairstylist, "Give me the whole cast of Friends." Kristi Noem. Now, here's the thing about Noem. Noem revealed something fascinating in her soon-to-be-released memoir. And warning, if you like puppies, you're not gonna like Kristi Noem. Because in her new book, Noem admitted to killing her dog. Now, I know that sounds terrible. Look, I know it sounds terrible, but it's much worse. Because this wasn't some rabid 90-pound hellhound on a meth bender. It was a 14-month-old wire-haired pointer named Cricket. Yes, a puppy named Cricket. Reminds me of Stephen King's first draft of Cujo. Snuggles. And it is worth pointing out, no one made Noem confess to puppy snuffing. She volunteered this information, even saying, "I guess if I were a better politician, I wouldn't tell the story here." Oh, I don't know. I remember William Henry Harrison's famed slogan, "Tip a canoe and I beat a raccoon to death with my bare hands." So, why? Why did Cricket need to kick it? According to Noem, the problem was that Cricket was untrainable. Well, yeah, she was 14 months old. I can only imagine Kristi Noem with the dog trainer. So, Governor, we've evaluated Cricket, and we think we should kill her. No, I was thinking a special collar that would kill her slowly. Here's what happened. According to Noem, again, in a story, no one asked her to tell us. She claims that she brought Cricket on a pheasant hunt, but Cricket ruined the hunt, going out of her mind with excitement, chasing all those birds and having the time of her life. But who among us hasn't seen a dog running through the fields, not a care in the world, and thought, "You deserve to die." Stay hydrated, because there's a lot of these jokes coming. Cricket made the fatal mistake of continuing to be a normal puppy on the way home when, according to Noem, they stopped at a local family's farm where Cricket attacked the family's chickens. Governor Noem, if you don't like untrainable animals that wolf down chicken, I have bad news about your party's nominee. But but Noem had Noem choice. Because if there's one thing no one should ever have to witness, it's the loss of man's best friend. A chicken. Because when you have a dead chicken, what could you possibly do with it? Rub it with olive oil? Maybe a sprig of thyme, some lemon, salt, pepper, herbs de Provence? Lightly cover in foil and roast for an hour at 425? What? Now, after Cricket killed the chickens, Noem writes, and I swear, this is all from her book. Cricket was, quote, the picture of pure joy, adding, "I hated that dog."
Yeah.
Okay, this book is starting to sound less like a political memoir and more like the scrawled manifesto of a guy whose neighbor said he just kind of kept to himself, you know? Something about that happy puppy clearly pushed Noem over the edge. She writes, "At that moment, I realized I had to put her down. So she got her gun and led Cricket to a gravel pit." No! Bad psycho governor! No! Sit down! Bad! Stay! Stay away from dogs! By the way, the actual title of Noem's book where she tells this story is No Going Back. Better than her first drafts. Old Yeller 2, he had it coming. And All Dogs Go to Gravel Pit. But it did not stop there, because shooting the dog just reminded Noam that she had other animals that were shootable. According to her book, her family also owned a male goat, and Noam decided to kill the goat the same way she had just killed Cricket the dog. Oh, my God, what kind of reverse John Wick farm is she running out there? So, why did she decide to kill a second innocent animal? Noam writes that the goat was nasty and mean and smelled disgusting, musky, and rancid. So, a goat. That's what they're like. There's a reason no one ever comes up to you and goes, you smell like a goat. So just to recap, let me make sure if I got this right here. She killed a puppy for being untrained and a goat for smelling bad. That's just killing animals for being animals. That rooster crowed at dawn. That cat's licking his own butthole. You know what? That elephant never forgets. He's going to testify to the cops about how I killed these other animals. Now, Noam took this goat and, you guessed it, dragged him to a gravel pit. But that's where the dead dog is. We actually have footage of the goat's reaction on seeing the gravel pit. So then she shot the goat in the pit. And I don't want to get into semantics here, but if there's two dead animals in there, it's no longer a gravel pit. It's a dead animal pit featuring gravel. But Governor Noam says that, sad or not, this is all just part of farm life that any child can learn about from the classic CNC.
A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated. She died like a dog. The world is now a much safer place.
I'm South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. If you agree with us that my puppy Cricket completely fucking got what she deserved, then please support me this November.
She was vicious and violent.
If you want to make America great again, if you value our approach to getting rid of puppies that have become inconvenient, we'd love to have you come join us.
I support Kristi because I actually hate dogs. Shoot as many as you want, I don't care.
Live your life. Achieve your dreams. If you would like to shoot a puppy, we can make it happen for you right now. This November, let's send a message to Washington. Guns don't kill puppies, but I sure the hell do.
Governor Kristi Noem.
Well, Sean, you know how the fake news works. They leave out some or most of the facts of a story. They put the worst spin on it. It was a dog that was extremely dangerous. It had come to us from a family who had found her way too aggressive.
Unfair and imbalanced. This is the off-ramp. Kristi Noem turning her animal husbandry into a satanic ritual. Here on the off-ramp, one of the nicer MAGA people out there and a potential vice presidential running mate trying to suck up to the boss by showing how mean she really could be. We'll be back with more on the off-ramp right after this word for the Lincoln Project.
Trump just isn't the same. You're noticing it now, aren't you? You can see it. He's old, sleepy, confused, weak.
His jaw kept falling on his chest and his mouth kept going slack.
He's not the same man. His energy is gone. No one can deny it.
And Putin, you know, has so little respect for Obama that he's starting to throw around the nuclear word today. You heard that, nuclear.
You're learning he cares about himself, not us.
Sioux Falls. Thank you very much, Sioux Falls.
We've all had parents who we loved, but who changed over the years. Needed help. Needed understanding. Needed care.
Including Obama. It was, I'll tell you what, you take a look at Obama and take...
With Trump, it's happening so fast. We can all see it. Now you do too.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was recently asked about her frequent visits to Mar-a-Lago and Donald Trump and if there was any romantic inclinations as suggested by some of the regulars at Mar-a-Lago. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I really don't give a rat's ass what anybody up here says about what I'm doing.
Final question for Marjorie Taylor Greene. You once said you would use arms if there was another insurrection as a potential vice president of the United States. Do you still favor an armed insurrection?
Fuck off.
Okay, well, we'll just put you down for maybe on the armed insurrection question then, and thank you very much for being with us on the Unfair and Imbalanced Insurrection Off-Ramp with Pat McCurdy. We'll be right back. Santana action right here on Cinco de Mayo on the Unfair and Imbalanced Insurrection Off-Ramp with Pat McCurdy. Happy to have you here on a Cinco, and trust you had your tacos for breakfast, like to do that kind of thing. Also would like to thank Terry Harmon for being a supporter. A little shout out to him. I'd like to say hi to John Burke over there at Whidbey Island in Seattle. And one other guy, a Grant Walpole, San Diego, California. Shout out to you, and thanks for your continued encouragement and support right here on the Insurrection Off-Ramp, dedicated to the proposition we're not going to have another insurrection, even though the ex-president Bible salesman Donald Trump claims that he's only going to have a peaceful transformation of power should he deem the election to be fair. And of course his standards are, if I win, it's fair, and if I don't, it's not. So I just say put the Marines up at the Capitol and make sure it's extra secure. One thing about it, I'm sure that rather than go to prison, he'll sick goons on people again and try and overthrow, so he'll try something. But nonetheless, he's lost the element of surprise. Also like to give a shout out to Christy Noem and those warm hearts and gentle people that hang out in South Dakota. Once again, it's time to make that decision about voting. And of course, we want you to vote blue. But if you're trying to get into a primary or find out what's going on with Republicans, just ask them who is the least violent. In other words, who would be the least likely to storm a building and smear feces on the wall and kill people? And that would be your choice. If you, for some reason, have no other choice. And there are some circumstances that dictate that, so that's the way to deal with that. While we do pride ourselves on being unfair and imbalanced, we would like to take the opportunity to seek out a Republican who does not, I repeat, does not believe in shooting puppies to appear right here on the Insurrection Off-Ramp, where we are mostly unfair and imbalanced, and in fact, we hardly even try and be objective. But we would like to give a non-puppy-shooting Republican a chance to give their reasons why they do not shoot puppies out of equal time for Governor Christy Noem, MAGA governor, I should say. Christy Noem of South Dakota has had all this time to explain why she does shoot puppies. So out of the interest of both puppy shooters and non-puppy shooters, we're looking for any Republican that would like to come on the program and explain why it is that you've decided in your life not to shoot puppies.
Back, we're joined now by the twice indicted Republican frontrunner, fresh off his latest arrest, Donald Jessica Trump. Thanks so much for posting bail to be here.
Thank you.
Mr. Former Fake President Girl, hundreds of thousands of millions of classified documents were found at Mar-a-Lago, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, in the closet where you store your wigs. Sir, what were you doing with all those boxes?
Ready?
Ugh, I'm bored.
There was nothing to declassify. These were newspaper stories, magazine stories.
At one point, you apparently held up a highly sensitive military plan of attack document in front of a room full of randos.
There was no document. That was a massive amount of papers and everything else, and it may have been held up or may not, but that was not a document. I didn't have a document per se.
Well, sweetie, I don't mean to grab you by the per se, but according to the indictment, there is a recording of you saying, and I quote, "Look at me, I have classified documents. These are definitely not declassified. Look at me, I'm a big boy. Daddy, please love me."
I have every right to have those boxes. This is purely a Presidential Records Act.
This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit, banging on bars with a rusty tin cup. Thought he'd be cute and just take what he wanted, but looks like it's time to pay up.
You know, Clinton took documents. Clinton took tapes in his socks.
Damning indictments for federal crimes piling up on his desk. Yapping please about how Hillary handled her docs. And meanwhile, Donald's in the jar with boxes.
Not that I know of.
Donald's in the jar with boxes.
There was no document. A political witch hunt.
Down in Palm Beach at the home of this klepto, hidden the diapers and Pepto, our national secrets and nuclear code.
This is not a criminal thing.
Donald in the jar with boxes. You okay in there, girl? Boots and blue jackets appear at his door, ready to take him away.
These are thugs.
Still all these hacks back him up. What the hell's going on? Donald in the jar with boxes.
That's a lot of boxes.
Donald in the jar with boxes.
Danger, girl.
Donald in the jar with boxes. Lock him up like now.
This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit. Rock to the justice he tried to obstruct.
Forget tacos for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Cinco de Mayo, have a good one. Also like to thank Evel Knievel Jumps the Snake River Canyon, a book by Kelly Jones. It's Kelly Jones I'll be thanking. And 1974 50th Anniversary Edition of 2024. It's a new edition with stories from those who were there. And that would include Steve Swope, also Charlie Cosgriff, or Charles, I guess he's called now, and Mr. Cosgriff, hello to you if you're tuning in today. Also, we'd like to let you know that this is available at Amazon, just Evel Knievel Jumps the Snake River Canyon, and it's got some news stories by John Killen and other people from the Twin Falls area, and I'll tell you about it as I start reading this. I read the first one, and it was big-time fun, one of the greatest true uses of the word hoax, pretty much a media event. Those of us who were from Twin Falls and understood the Snake River Canyon area got our training to drink beer across the Snake River in Jerome County about in some of the area where Evel planned on landing his sky cycle or whatever it was he called. And we knew from the beginning it's like the craters of the moon over there. There's no landing anything. It's really rough. There would just... It sounded absolutely ridiculous, but like so many others, being drawn to the ridiculous, I made an effort to get down there and see the whole thing, and kind of unique. I'll tell you more about that after I read the book by Kelly Jones. Once again, Evel Knievel Jumps the Snake River Canyon, and I thank her so much for sending me a copy, and she's got lots of good books out, and we'll be telling you about those, so... hope you stay tuned. Another thing, we're going to drift somewhat into the cold deprogramming again. There can be no other reason the MAGA has hung on to people for so long. There's no logic for sure. Another rumor we'd like to dispel is that Muzzy Braun is a cult leader. One of the things about a cult, I realize that he has thousands of people go up to Chalice every year for his Braun Brothers reunion, which does include Mickey and the Motor Cars, Reckless Kelly and all. But he does that, but in a cult, there has to be some kind of retribution if you leave. You don't even have to go 2 years in a row. Some do, some go every year, and some are fanatic about it, but it takes more than enthusiasm to be in a cult. And Muzzy doesn't punish anyone for not going to his reunion, which is about August 11th. I don't know. Check out the Reckless Kelly website, and that'll tell you how that's going to happen. Also, would like to remind you that our email address is pm@gmail.com. That's pm gmail.com. So if you have a complaint, or I hope you do, yeah, send in your complaints so we'll know that we're doing our job. On Cinco de Mayo with you, we got a roll coming up soon here on Insurrection Off. I'm going to do a special look into the lawsuit, federal lawsuit with Idaho and the federal Supreme Court as far as being women in need of medical attention. And also, we'd like to thank the John Burkholt and Vern Peterson for your help and support. In the meantime, get your news from comics and be sure and eat tacos for breakfast, sleep in the streets, and live the good life. Thanks for joining us, Pat McCurdy, for the Off-Ramp.
That's all, folks.